Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, one of the things that we do here is, yes, we call it out for what it is. Yes, we give you reference to bring about the resolve, but we also build up and admonish people. That is one of the things that we've always done on this show. So you're in so many different ways. Having church every time you listen to the show, regardless if you want to believe so or not, I guess it doesn't matter if you believe or not, because that's what's happening. But I'm just kind of thinking back during the founding era of our forefathers and what the preachers of the day, they were called the Black Robe Regiment. And what was it that they did? They addressed the issues of the day, and this was on a weekly basis during that particular time. So whatever was relevant or pertinent for the people to know concerning those times, during the War of Independence, they preached on it. And folks, in this country today, which is the same country obviously our forefathers established, we're having to address this on a daily basis. So I'm doing like five times as much as our Black Robe Regiment, bad boy heroes of the faith did during their particular time. And I'm not even in any sense of the word trying to put myself up against those guys, because they were some enlightened, to say that they were of a genius mind is really to underestimate how smart these people were, because they were so experienced. And I think of King David again, and I brought this up during a conversation this morning. King David knew more than the ancients because he had the testimonies of the Lord. That means he was out there all the time in the battlefield learning who the Lord was and how faithful the Lord was in every given situation as he was being trained up for the throne. Again, I'm talking about King David. And again, he said, nobody knew more than me, because, listen, the bottom line is I'm the one in school right now, the school of hard knocks, and I'm learning on a daily basis, and I can convey this to people concerning my testimony. A lot of that is true here for the ministry as well, both for the morning show and the afternoon show. We're not talking out of school. At least I'm not doing that. I know Tim's not doing that. To talk out of school is to be a part of the Pharisaical pack, and that's not what we're going to be a part of when it comes to this show. So anyways, with that said, folks, I want to make clear today, I'm not going to sit there and inundate you with all the nonsense going on in this country. I shouldn't say nonsense. I should call it for what it is, the judgments of God that are being rained down upon the people in this country. So I speak as a man. I mean no disrespect towards my Lord. I'm just saying it gets tiring, folks, and it's cumbersome, to say the least, to continuously highlight what's going on when people don't want to actually bring about the resolve. It's very frustrating, again, to say the least. Well, there's much talk of disarmament going on in this country, and it's interesting, because before the show got going today, I just Tim called me, and you know, he always asked me for a title, and I guess he didn't do that today, but I already knew through the redundancy of what we do on a daily basis, 6 days a week, I had to give him a title. So I came up with a title, and it was the same government drawing in illegals is the same government that's trying to disarm you. I want you to think about this. And I want to reiterate the point as well, friends. Don't doubt me for one moment. You can rest assured these illegals that are coming in that are military-aged men, it's just a matter of time before they're magically armed. And at the same time, simultaneously, your said representative government is doing their best to fortify themselves against you in an attempt to disarm you. No joke. And I want you to put that correlation together because it's important you do. It's like during the last 3.5 years of the pandemic, folks, we all know what it's about. All of us know what it's about. And what's interesting to take note of, friends, it was the same government that was telling you it's about your health, it's for your good. And when you put that in correlation, friends, with the facts, this is the same government that said, you know, let's go ahead and give people the right, though God never gave us the right to murder, right? 2013 of Exodus, Proverbs 6:17. Let's just go ahead and tell them to go out there and murder their baby. As long as we can make some profit off that blood money, let's go ahead and tell them that. We'll go ahead and illegally sanction that. Well, people didn't put that correlation together until after the fact. The same government telling you to take a shot for your good is the same government that's responsible, which are the American people in this country, for the 70 million babies that have been slaughtered in the womb. Put that up against 24 verse 4 of 2 Kings when you get a moment, because that one, the American people are going to pay the piper for, regardless if they want to see it that way or not. So one of the things that I thought it was, again, important to bring to the light here, friends, is, you know, they're trying to disarm the American people for every crime that's committed. Isn't it interesting how the mainstream media, you got to think with me today, for every crime that's committed with a weapon, the government and the mainstream media are working hand in glove to blame the innocent for the crimes of the guilty. It's the same thing, folks. There's so many different correlations. Every time you go to an airport or to a bus depot or a train depot and the TSA is there to violate your Fourth Amendment, because it is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, I want you to keep in mind, friends, while they're violating your rights, do keep in mind they're also accusing you as being a suspect terrorist. And we all know who that is, right, friends? What is governments by intimidation define out as? Terrorism. Oxford's original English definition for terrorism, government by intimidation. Pay attention, friends. I know a lot of people think that's way out there, but is it? You know, now that I think about that, who thinks it is way out there? I don't know of anybody. But when we talk of guns and crimes being committed, isn't it interesting, again, that the innocent are blamed by the government and the mainstream media? It's the innocent that are accused of the crimes of the guilty. Now, isn't it interesting, too, when you see the said representatives in government guilty of a crime? They're always found to be innocent, isn't it? I mean, so there's so much of this confliction going on that runs antithetical to each other to bring about confusion, which is not of the Lord, might I remind you. Confusion is not of God. Confusion takes place in a nation where people forget the Lord. Read Daniel 9:7. So with that said, friends, what I'm going to do when I come back, I want to talk about laying the axe to the root of the tree, go to the foundation of it, and then I want to go and show you how the said representatives are doing their best to undo everything when it comes to the Second Amendment that our forefathers established. And this is what I want you to know. They established the Second Amendment for the very reason as to what you're having to deal with today. Don't get me wrong. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Isn't it amazing that people just are trying to figure out why our country is just spinning out of control? Well, read Psalm 9:16 and 17. The Lord promised that he would turn that country into hell that forgets them. And what we have seen since the early 1960s, it's been a slow decline since the turn of the century, but namely in the 60s, we've seen something happen in a big, big way. And what we noticed is our said representative government started lowering God's law. Okay? They started removing the Lord from everything, his moral law, which he never abrogated. Matthew 5:17. Jesus came to establish it, not to remove it in any sense of the word. And we're to establish the law by faith, Romans 3:31. But I've noticed since the 60s, there's been a huge decline. Now, I was as a matter of fact, I wasn't around during a lot of this transition time, but I think it's quite obvious as to what's going on here. If you look at national statistics, oh my goodness, it's because it's a departure from the living God. And the Lord promised us this would happen to this nation. So it should come as no surprise as to what is taking place. And I want to show you how this works, okay? So let's just go back into the 60s. Era, because we see people killing, we see them lying, we see them stealing, we see them raping, we see them dishonoring their parents, we see them doing everything that they're not supposed to be doing. Again, why? Because they've lowered the law. Okay, now what it used to be, for example, freedom of speech, which was the right to do what the law permits, is now equated to licentiousness, which is an excessive license to do whatever you want to do. Now, when when you put it up against Scripture, the Lord said, thou shall not, because he loved us. It's for our good, not for our bad. When we said no to that, what the American people took on back in the 60s is the first satanic scripture in the Bible. And what is it? Do what thou wilt. Go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Well, that's exactly what's going on. Now, what are you talking about, Brad? Well, I want to go and I want to show you why people kill. I want to show you why they steal. I want to show you why they dishonor their parents. I want to show you why they rape, why they covet, okay? Legendary filmmaker CeCe DeVille, DeMille, the director of the epic movie The Ten Commandments, when he first came to California in the early 1900s, he settled in a small town that was said to be a Christian settlement that was giving away free land to everyone who was building a place of worship. Guess where that place was, folks? That town had a picturesque name called Hollywood Land. You guys with me? Hollywood. That was land that was given away to churches for free if they were willing to go ahead and build places of worship. Okay? And I'm talking again about CeCe DeMille. The modern picture production code was the set of industry censorship guidelines which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures released by major studios from the 1930s to 1968. So pay attention to that time period again. The Motion Pictures Producers and Distributors Association, which later became the Motion Association of America, adopted the code in 1930 and they began to effectively enforce it until 1934. And in 1968, they abandoned the guidelines for what people could watch when it came to the movies that were being released upon them across the country. Guess whose job it was to vet all of the content before it was released on the people across the country when it came to what Hollywood Land produced? The church. Guess who said they didn't want any more responsibility when it came to vetting movies as to say what was acceptable and what was unacceptable? The church. Here it is again, okay? And again, folks, it's a lack of Christianity. And why is it, some people ask, well, what took place in the 1900s that they just decided to slowly depart from the living God? Prosperity. And the Lord told us in Deuteronomy 6:12 to beware of that, because it's him that gave us power to aggrandize or to accumulate wealth. And so what they've done is they have exchanged their prosperity for their God. And now things are inverted, and we again wonder why the country is being turned into hell. I want you to listen to this, because people are saying, well, why all these shootings? Well, again, if we go to the provisions of the code, back in 1968, the production code enumerated three principles as follows. Number one, no picture should produce that which would lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. It wasn't accepted. Oh, folks, you couldn't even say dang, lousy, or jerk. Did you know that according to the movie production code? Before 1968, what's also interesting to note, friends, is correct standards of life were to be held up, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment shall be presented. That was number two. Number three is law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. Well, what is law? Whose law are they talking about? God's moral laws. Ten Commandments, once again. Specific restrictions were spelled out as a particular application of these principles. I want to stop right there for a moment, and I got to PowerPoint this in just a second here so I can get it done during the first segment here. But isn't it interesting, all of what you're going to hear that was prohibited from people seeing in movies across this country, in fact, everything that we were not supposed to be watching is all released unto us now because the American people made the Supreme Court, which is not the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong. They decided to make them the Lord rather than the Lord God, and the judges discovering and applying God's law. Now the people said, away with the Lord. We'll just go ahead and listen to whatever the Supreme Court has to say. And look what that's brought about. It's pretty insane. Now the freedom of speech entails everything, but now that which is lawful. Okay? And that's exactly where we're going. Okay, they're subversive to American law. They're subversive to American government, and they're subversive to God's government. And that's who we are in America in the present. Nakedness and suggestive dancing you could not see in a movie. The ridicule of Christianity was absolutely forbidden. Ministers of the religion were not to be represented as comic characters or villains. This is all you see. Hollywood, what do? Look at the movie Exorcist. What does it do? It tries to make out that Satan's all-powerful and God's ministers and ambassadors are a bunch of weaklings. I'm here to tell you the opposite is true. The Bible says that Satan is one as a roaring lion who goes about to seek whom he may devour. As a roaring lion. Guess who is that roaring lion, folks? He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's my big brother. He's the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ, and don't you ever forget it, because the devil himself knows it. Okay? The depiction of illegal drugs were completely forbidden. What are they teaching in movies today, folks? As well as the use of liquor? What movie doesn't show you someone taking a drink when not required by the plot or proper characterization? This was all prohibited. Okay? Method of crimes, safe cracking, arson, smuggling, were not to be explicitly presented. References to alleged sex perversion, such as homosexuality, was completely forbidden. And venereal disease were forbidden, as were depictions of childbirth. They wouldn't even allow you to see that. Okay? The language section banned various words and phrases that were considered to be offensive. Murder scenes had to be filmed in a way that would discourage imitations in real life. And brutal killings could not be shown in detail. Anybody catching on to what the problem is in America today? So everything we weren't supposed to do up until 68, the courts, namely the Supreme Court, and our said representatives, and it all happened because it took place within the pulpits of America across the country. That's why at length it happened. The church, again, is called to be the moral compass. When that goes, everything else goes. Murder scenes, nope. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures could not imply the low forms of sex relationships are the accepted common thing. Adultery and illicit sex, although recognized as sometimes necessary to the plot, could not be explicit or justified, and were not supposed to be present as an attractive options. Interracial marriage and procreation were forbidden. Scenes of passion were not to be introduced with without being a part of the essential plot. Excessive lustful kissing was to be avoided. The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, and the people and history of other nations were to be presented fairly. Okay? This is who we are. Okay? The treatment of vulgarity, defined as low, disgusting, unpleasant, though not necessarily evil subjects must be subject to the dictates of good taste. And finally, prostitution and surgical operations were to be handled with similar sensitivity. Hey, now, folks, knowing this, you couldn't watch this. This was all prohibited before the end of the 60s there. What isn't permitted today? Everything we're not supposed to watch. And it's interesting, killing, killing, killing. Where do kids see gun violence more than watching television and or going to the movies? Why do kids kill? Who's training them up? We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky says looking at Europe right now reminds him of the way Ukraine was 10 years ago.
In 2014, our people were not ready for the war, for the quick occupation of Crimea, part of Donbas.
During a CNN foreign policy panel, he said, it's the reason why Ukraine must continue to receive war support from Western nations, including the U.S. He says he does not believe Russia will stop at Ukraine. An autopsy report says the passing of a Venezuelan boy who had been staying at a migrant shelter in Chicago in December was a result of sepsis stemming from a bacterial infection linked to strep throat. Medical officials say Jean Carlos Martinez Rivero, aged 5, succumbed to sepsis resulting from complications related to what's known as Group A strep. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, my point is, because I've seen some people commenting on video games, yet we do a whole show on video games as well. I mean, there's shows called JFK Reloaded, games now offered to kids, and this has been going on since the early 2000s, I believe, where you can shoot John F. Kennedy's head off and you can win $10,000 if you have the highest score. So this is subversive every step of the way. This is intentional every step of the way. And to sit there and suggest that we're going to go ahead and put this in front of the eyes of the people across the United States and even on a worldwide basis, and you're not going to get a response from it, is absolutely insane. If you sow it, you're going to reap it sooner or later. I mean, folks, everything, again, that I just read off on that list that was to be prohibited concerning what a person could see in this country is now null and void. Now the things that you're supposed to lawfully do, you have the Supreme Court now saying you can't criticize sodomy. You can't criticize those that have an abortion. If you do, the DOJ will get involved and they'll do their best to throw you in prison for 11 years. This is why Americans need to get their game on, because what you're seeing is a criminal element at every given step. And you can go ahead and pick whatever agency or group of people across the United States and on a worldwide basis again. Look at what they're promoting from the People's White House. transgender, sodomites, all of which our law condemns. They're trying to normalize it. As a matter of fact, not only are they trying to normalize it, they're trying to put them criminals, abominations, into position to rule over me and you. That's why it's so vital that you get a hold of God's moral law and enforce it. Proverbs 7:2 once again. I wanted to show you this. And I want to take this back in a lawful sense, in a good sense. And there's actually pictures of this back in the 50s. All the way up until the 50s, friends, kids across America were learning gun courses in public schools. Okay? As a matter of fact, you could my cousin would tell you this. I just seen him yesterday. But he used to drive his pickup in South Dakota. Kids would all day long come with their pickups, and they'd have their shotguns in the back of their pickup window. Nobody thought anything of that. Now, isn't it interesting how the government and the media are working hand in glove to try to demonize the weapons, at least in the hands of me and you, us peasants, right? But not for them. It's okay for them. I mean, they're fortifying themselves on a 24/7 basis to the equivalency that we know of, where 87 unconstitutional agencies have been now armed with military-style weapons against their own people. Okay? But I want you to see this. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, SOL Radio Live on the top there. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is good. In Wyoming, fifth graders learn marksmanship using school gym for gun range. Of course. You know, you need to put good people into position, friends, because they know as well as I do, this is all sound. The word sound, to find out, is without error. Common sense comes into play by arming and training up your children in a lawful sense as to the reason that they have a Second Amendment. Okay? And again, they're being inundated with everything else. Oh, you know what? Look at those guns. Blaming guns. Blaming guns. Blaming guns for this and blaming guns for that. Really? If they're so bad, you useful idiots in the media and those in the halls of government, then why do you have armed security detail? They all the well know what they're doing, folks. They all the well know what they're doing. And I praise God that we have this going on in public schools. Why? Because apparently these fifth graders in Wyoming, Hot Springs County School District, have enough common sense to know that mass murders lay for gun-free zones, which, by the way, corrupt politicians created. 94% of all mass murders take a course with their manifestos to find gun-free zones because they want to kill as many people as they can. Who's aiding and abetting those mass murders? Politicians are. The politicians are the ones responsible for the people that are being killed in gun-free zones. People, think. Think. Now, let me bring it back over to Scripture for you really quick so you can understand. When you look at 1 Samuel 13:22, it says that it came about on the day of battle that neither sword nor spear was found in the hands of the children of Israel. How did the Philistines rule over them? Let me ask you again. How did the Philistines rule over the children of Israel, friends? They disarmed them. Ask any mass murderer what they do to ensure their victory. They disarm. And then what follows? Genocide. I do a whole show on this. What follows disarmament? Genocide. People, think with me. All this stuff going on right now across the boards concerning said representatives, federal and state, trying to disarm you? Look at me. No! No, absolutely not. And what's happening when they try to pass it anyways? Instead of the people standing up and removing them and holding them accountable for the laws that they just transgressed, again, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution, instead of doing that, what do the people do? They let the corrupt politicians do what they want to do, but I want to tell you how it's backfiring. In part, I high five. In part, I high five. What do the people do? No, then they go ahead and they paint themselves in a picture, and then they create Second Amendments. Sanctuary counties. You don't need to be doing that. You have the Second Amendment. You don't have to go along with all that other nonsense. It's unconstitutional. They're just incrementally warring against the people until you're absolutely disarmed before the illegals, military-aged men, that they're alluring into your country. Do you not see what is going on? Do you not make the correlation? You are being overthrown, not by a foreign government, but those Americans that sit in the halls of your government. And instead of you removing them, you're allowing them to incrementally remove you. They want to take your means away from you defending yourself against them if needs be. That's what this is about. I'm so sick and tired of even gun rights advocates in organizations. They're just talking as soft as they possibly can. Just fraternizing with the enemy. Acting like they're really not trying to disarm us. What else do they need to do? If they're not murdering your children, what are they trying to do? They're trying to disarm you. If they're not trying to force a vaccine in your arm, what are they trying to do? They're trying to disarm you. Gosh, people, wake up. Wake up. The way that you rule over a people is you disarm them. I'm going to get to more of that in a moment. Well, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. Really, common sense comes into play. Luke 11:21-22, what does it say? This is across the boards. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up his plunder. How did Stalin take rule? He disarmed and then he slaughtered his own people. How did Mao Zedong do it? He disarmed and then he slaughtered his own people. What did Adolf Hitler do? He disarmed and the people just went right along with it, educated though they were. And then what did Adolf Hitler do? He slaughtered the people. What did Pol Pot do? He disarmed, then he slaughtered them. What did Armenia, what did he do? Amin Amin, what did he do? He disarmed and then he slaughtered his own people. Gosh, really? You see what they're doing over in Europe right now, Americans? They disarmed their police in the face of all those illegals coming into their country. The police can't even hold down the fort anymore. Per se, metaphorically speaking, they can't even hold their own anymore. They're laughed at by their enemies. And as interesting as corruption and the those that you tolerate, the powers that are tolerated, isn't it interesting how they are just incrementally forcing through a siege, slow takeover, just incrementally taking away your right to bear arms? In fact, and what are they doing? They're doing just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. Anybody frustrated with this here? I just want to bring it to resolve real quick and we'll keep talking here. No. Americans, no. That was another point I was going to make. What are the people doing in these states? Look at Illinois. And that tyrant Pritzker. Remember when he couldn't have his way, he wanted to go ahead and ban certain weapons? Certain weapons that they're telling you they're afraid of, by the way. But their people are fully armed with them. Oh, and that's not all, friends. Also keep in mind when there's some unconstitutional war in a third world country where they want to overthrow another country so they can establish another military base and establish more control concerning this empire they're trying to create through a new world order. Isn't it interesting what they put in the hands of your sons? Semi-automatic rifles to kill off anybody that would dare stand in the way of the American soldier from us taking another country and taking ground to establish this global order. But when they come back, it's the same governor or the government that then what? If they make it home? Isn't it interesting? They disarm them and then they tell them that they're not worthy or mentally capable to have a gun here back in the United States of America. This is what you put up with. This is double talk at every given turn, friends. It's double talk. And it's the talk of tyrants. The best way to enslave a people is to disarm the people. said George Mason, during the founding years of this country. Amazing. I'm going to come back to Pritzker in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was going to say, I'm going to come back to this Pritzker situation. Isn't it interesting, and it proves the title, the same government drawing in illegals is the same government trying to disarm you. Remember when he tried to pass his own legislation? Remember he tried to convince everybody through the use of the media, trying to browbeat all the majority into submission into a small portion of people, namely within the halls of government, because they get incentivized for disarming, right? Isn't it interesting how when the people said no, one county stood up. Just one county stood up in Illinois, and they said, you're not going to disarm us of these weapons. These military-style weapons. It was one county that stood up. Before you knew it, it was 91 counties. And that's usually what, that's leadership, because leaders are not called to be leaders of census. They're there to mold consensus. And that's exactly what that one county did. But now what I want you to hear is this is the danger, the level of danger that Americans, you're all dealing with. Because again, we're not under attack by a foreign government. It's foreign to our government, but we have Judases within the halls of government that are working on the behalf of those that are foreign to our Constitution, and they're doing their business. bidding. So if we don't want to go ahead and impeach them and prosecute them, this is what we're going to get. So the people in the state of Illinois decided to go ahead and let Pritzker go ahead and test his steel, go ahead and let him re-engage and assail us and attack us on another day. Well, he did. What did he do? He came back around the corner and he started alluring illegals into the state of Illinois, and then he began to empower them as what he called law enforcement. These are the times that you're in. But Americans, you can blame nobody but yourselves for allowing it to get as far as it's gone. Okay? Seriously. I'm not blaming anybody else but myself, and I'm taking responsibility to right the wrongs. That's what we're called to do. Somebody said, what are we supposed to do? Well, we have a Second Amendment, and I need to get more to this in just a moment, and I'm going to do this, even if we have to go over again. But when you look at, and I bring this up every once in a while, but I want you to hear it again, Americans, get educated. That's how you throw off the chains of your slave master, folks. Okay? Get educated. The Second Amendment, first the preamble. The preamble, that which precedes the Bill of Rights, what does it say? It says the convention of the number of states, having in the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, which you're seeing today, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. That's what the Bill of Rights were for. Let me say this. The Bill of Rights, Americans, are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Can anybody out there, 1-866-582-9933, can any one of you call me right now and tell me where anybody ever delegated any authority to a said representative in order to disarm them? Nope. The burden of proof is on them, not on you. Hey, Americans, how is it that they're doing it then? They're doing it because the people are letting them do it. I mean, in the state of Minnesota, they're talking about disarmament again. It's like, no! Americans, become resolute. That's what's happening across the country. The sheriffs are saying no. The people are saying no. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to keep working on your kids are being dropped off to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing, being raised up by your sworn enemies, 86% of you that call yourself Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. They're working on your kids to brainwash them into believing that it's a good idea to get rid of the Second Amendment. Isn't it interesting how it applies to us, but it doesn't apply to our representative government? Are you thinking, Americans? The people in the halls of government have gone rogue. They have zero authority. Nobody ever gave it to them. Look at all of these illegal, unlegislative acts that they have created. Just think about how many innocent people are dead today because the American people allowed them another day to reside in a criminal fashion. That's what's going on. And I've said it a million times, a million different ways, and tell the American people, hold, not just wait out their criminal tenure to go ahead and attack at will so you can vote them out. You're humorous. That's humorous. You're a fool. You're a glutton for punishment if you think that. They do not have the right to lie, to steal, to murder, by creating unconstitutional policies that undermine our Second Amendment. Again, their God-given rights. This is what I want you to hear. A well-regulated militia. You, Americans, my friends, I love you enough to tell you what these cowards in the conservative movement, what the little sheeple and the hirelings in the pulpit are afraid to tell you. Okay? And I'm not patty-caking in any sense of the word. I'm not mincing my words because they're not mine to mince. Our forefathers established a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a what? A free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Not. And what do we see? Every day, another shooting takes place. The ones that they want, that fit their narrative. Well, as a matter of fact, if it doesn't fit their narrative, they'll just do their best to misconstrue it to fit their narrative by adding to or perverting or withholding. That's what they do. And again, Americans, you know that's what they're doing. I want to show you something really quick, and then we're going to get over to some of our forefather quotes here. Okay? Did you guys ever see this video? These are illegals that are coming into America. These are also them that are coming in from the Middle East. This is from, I want you to see this. So this has been going on for some time. This has been going on since 2016 that we know of in America. Since 2016. What is it? It's a bunch of little kids from the Middle East singing songs about killing infidels. No joke. Okay, I want to show you a video here and what it is. Okay, look at this. These are videos. They're doing mock plays, stabbing each other. These are kids that are in America. These are plays. Okay. Okay, they're stabbing each other. Notice these are all little kids, too. Okay, notice in the meantime, now we have another little kid being trained up to kill the infidel. This is in America. Okay, so let's go to the next one. Because there's a song they sing, too, where they're talking about killing the infidels in America here. In America, okay? I want to show you another one of these videos so you can see for yourself what's going on. So they're trying to convince your kids in public schools in America, but the kids coming from the Middle East that live in America, they're teaching them how to kill the infidels. Isn't that interesting? Wow. That's pretty obvious, isn't it? That's pretty telling, isn't it, Americans? Absolutely it's telling. But again, I have to put two and two together for people because they don't think that this has anything to do with them. Oh, it has everything in the world to do with you. That's what you don't realize. Okay, we have another little kid here. Isn't that interesting how these little kids from the Middle East are being trained to go in and kill the infidels? No, that's not the point. You don't have to show them more violent videos. The point is, there's a righteous way of doing this. There's absolutely nothing wrong with teaching your kids how to defend themselves. No, it's a righteous thing that you do so, and training them up in the ways that they should go so when they are old, they will not depart from it. I mean, just think if Jesse didn't raise up David, he would have never took out Goliath. Well, though he used a sling and a rock, it matters not. It was a weapon that was used. And notice that David practiced and practiced and practiced until he became an expert. Well, he only had to take a couple shots, and he ended the life of Goliath. And who is Goliath? Well, he personifies. He's completely the embodiment of anybody's enemy in an unrighteous sense. And because of that, if David didn't know that and he wasn't trained up in such a way, the children of Israel would have never been freed from their oppressors. You know, you can go ahead and think it within yourself all day long as to how you want to think. But the fact of the matter is, you're in a real world, folks. And again, that Second Amendment was given to you for the very purpose of who's attacking you in your Second Amendment today. Folks, hold on a second. We're going to go to another portion here. I am not done yet. Just hang on a second.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.